There's the new feature, convertibles. It's a great way of increasing conversions on your website. Follow some of our guidance, our content, to learn how to do it in a respectful way, because you can be delightful and still convert, and that's kind of our mission.
So nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, man.
I want to talk about the new features.
Absolutely.
People start getting into marketing, they don't really think through how they're linking everything together and all the attribution and tracking and stuff, whether they're using a HubSpot or Marketo or they're MailChimp or they're just Google Analytics and Facebook. Or once they start to put those pieces together, they have the core of what they need to then start using a tool like Unbounce. Somehow there's the synergy that as you do more of that, then you can start to do this actionable, finely granular, where you can trigger different things, really focus on who you want to convert. That's all in the back of my mind.
Sounds good.
Hello, this is Harry Hawk, and this is Talking About Everything. And I'm so excited once again to be talking to Ollie Gardner. Ollie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on again, Harry.
I hope everybody in the world knows who you are and what you do, but you're with Unbounce. In case somebody doesn't, why don't you fill them in just a little bit?
Sure. Well, I hope everybody doesn't know me. Otherwise, this would probably be quite boring if they're listening to me repeatedly. I'm one of six co-founders at Unbounce, which is a conversion platform, landing pages, and some new features that we're going to talk about today. I started our marketing when we began 7 years ago. Now, I pretty much just travel the world as a public speaker. That's about 50% of my time, I would say.
You're so good at communicating this stuff, which is one of the reasons I like speaking to you. This idea of the fact that all of us are in some ways marketing, even if you're not a marketer, we're marketing ourselves. We work for a business that probably needs to market itself.
Yeah.
And that could mean voting in the election. That could mean, doesn't have to mean selling your used gold on the corner somewhere. I think a lot of people think of all the negative parts of marketing, getting people to do things. That's human nature. Unbounce, to me, represents a really nice confluence of art and science.
Someone on our team, Corey, he pointed that out, the kind of the whole art and science thing. And I think you do need, it doesn't come from both angles. And when you talk about, you know, we're all marketers, I think the difference between a marketer and someone who is unaware that they're, you know, using skills to be successful in their lives is, once you're a marketer, you tend to understand what's happening around you, which is good and bad. You know, you know what people are doing to you.
Yeah.
You know, and it can help you get better at it, because when you see the way marketing is, you can go, I didn't like that. I didn't like the way they did that. And you can, you know, have a goal to actually be a bit more responsible, respectful marketer, which was kind of my goal from day one. Yeah. And like you say, taking action, whatever manner it is, that's very analogous to a landing page. I mean, it's very focused. There's only one thing you should be doing on that. And I think that principle works well in life. You know, it works very well for us as a company. We were massively laser focused on just the landing page part for, you know, 7 years. And now we're expanding to these other tools. That landing pages, you know, are a standalone thing for your marketing campaigns. Now we're getting on your website, bringing more tools to help you engage with your visitors and turn them into customers. It's an interesting thing, because what we've released, we're going to release a series of conversion tools, different buckets, different types of tools. The first group we've called convertibles, because they're all about conversion. There will be other tools that are about different aspects, but for now, they're all about getting leads, putting offers out there, getting more people to sign up, all that kind of thing.
I'm a huge fan of Marketing Like a Pirate from Dave McClory. You know, R, awareness, activation, referral, retention, and revenue. But it's that activation or referral, or, you know, getting someone to give you an email, which we've seen done so poorly sometimes. Again, I love to talk about, you know, you walk into a bar, ask a stranger to marry you, you're probably going to get a slap in the face. If the whole point of asking someone to marry you is asking at the perfect time in the perfect way.
Absolutely. One thing we've done at Unbounce recently, internally, structurally in marketing, we've broken the team up into squads based on customer life cycle. So we have awareness. That's the, you know, getting people to find out about us, the content marketing, all of that kind of thing. Then evaluation, which is onboarding, making sure people actually take advantage of the 30-day trial of Unbounce and they're getting in there and using it. Then there's adoption, which is becoming a true user of the product. your service, whatever it is. And for us, that's someone who's paid us twice. And then expansion, which is growing that customer, helping them scale so that they're solving their problems continuously as they, because every business is supposed to grow, right? And if your platform can't grow with them, they're going to leave. So growing with them in terms of, you know, sticking with them, asking them questions, making sure they're happy, that gives you a lot of feedback into how your product needs to evolve as well.
When you think of convertibles or, you know, getting people to do actions, as you're saying, our teams, our silos have blended and merged, and there's less of a sales team and a marketing team as much as a customer facing team. This idea that once somebody's converted and actually given you money, that that's probably where the hard work really begins to make sure they stay happy. Getting that extra feedback at that point is so valuable because this is someone who's giving you money. Their feedback should really matter to you.
And one of the mistakes I think a lot of marketers make is that they, when they're talking about growth, they talk about the awareness part. It's all about the high level acquisition. And that's where all the growth is on acquisition. Let's get as many customers as possible. But you can't do that. You have to have a growth mindset for each of those life cycle elements. Because if you don't continue to do that, your numbers will go down. If you focus all the way through, that's a faster way to be more successful. You know, if you think of affiliate marketers,
yeah,
they, for the most part, are only concerned with the high-level metric. They want to get the conversion. Now it's over to you, and they get their money. They don't necessarily care about what happens after that point. They're not there to build your brand. They're not there to make sure they're bringing in the ideal customer. They just want someone to come in there. And that can be damaging, you know. We look at one of our core metrics, which is churn. If the wrong people are coming in, then they leave and your metrics are all screwed up and you don't look like you're as strong a company as you actually are.
Indeed.
Again, laser focused on who your ideal customer is and designing experiences to attract the ideal customer, because nobody wants to sign up for a product, start using it, go through a bunch of hassle before they realize it's not actually for them. So it's part of our responsibility to go after the right people. We're solving their problem and everyone's happy. And that comes down to how you're targeting, let's say, from the convertible standpoint. So to explain, the first tool inside this convertibles bucket are overlays. First question is, what is an overlay? Well, an overlay is a pop-up, but we're trying to rebrand this. We're trying to put this kind of line in the sand of pop-ups are what happened before this, and now it's overlays. We're trying to dispel a bit of the bad marketing that's happened for years, because we shouldn't really necessarily be thinking of an overlay, which is just a modal dialogue that comes up with some kind of communication. We shouldn't necessarily think of that as a bad thing. The reason we have that association is that it's been manipulated and abused for years, like right since the beginning of browsers. People have been trying to hack that experience and control browser behavior.
Right. To me, the most egregious is I just came onto your site, the page is barely loaded, and now there's a pop-up, you know, asking me for an email or to buy something.
Technology, we need to look at it this way. Well, first of all, it's just an interaction mode. If you imagine that when browsers were created, this was just another way you could interact within the sphere of the interaction models of the browser. Something like that from the beginning, and people had learned how to do it responsibly. Back then, there was no UX, there was no concept of you know, customer success and being responsible as a marketer. It was just like, let's do whatever we want. Let's try and, you know, go crazy. Yeah, we're really focused on trying to change those patterns, because technology is not the problem. The overlay, the pop-up, that's not the problem. We're the problem. We're the ones that abuse the technology. We have to stop blaming the technology. The medium is not the message in this instance. That's how we're going to try and educate people, A, by changing the name, and then by putting the advanced targeting and things and triggering in there to allow you to target people properly and not abuse it. I mean, we have 10 we use on the blog in different categories with different offers. As soon as you see one, you never see another one.
For that session or for a period of time?
If you didn't like it, we're not going to bother you again. Your cookies may reset at some point and you might start again like a month or 6 months from now. But as soon as we know that you've seen one, we don't let you see any others, because we don't want to be that company. We want to offer you extreme value. And then if you didn't like it, we're not going to bother you again. Maybe there are different ways of doing that, but that's where we're beginning. We're starting with the right way of doing it.
As I said earlier, comparing one of these pop-up modals, the overlays, or other kinds of triggered events to a marriage proposal, which we spend so much time in our culture to find the right place and the right time to ask that question, marketers now can make that interaction part of a chain of events, perhaps from a paid ad that brought them to the site or some other referral, then track them through some number of pages or made sure that they've seen some particular content, maybe not in a particular order, but at least that they've seen some part of the site. And then based on, I guess in my mind, hopefully what they know has worked before, but also some understanding of the customer and where they might be on the journey, hopefully at the right time, then come up with this overlay and, hey, would you like a trial copy or would you like to join our newsletter? Can we talk to you in a live chat and answer some questions? Am I going in the right direction with this?
Yeah, and make it, it's got to be hyper relevant. You have to have a value first mindset, you know, a people first and a value first. So think about what do they need. Don't think about what are we trying to achieve here ourselves. Think about what they're trying to achieve. If they're coming in to an event, we have Digital Agency Day, which is actually coming up on the 29th. We did this last year. It's a full day of agency-related content, webinars, meetups, all that kind of thing. If someone arrives there, this is an event-based thing. So there's time involved and a date, so they might not be able to attend. So when people leave, we give them an exit overlay that says, hey, if you can't make it, you can have all of the recordings for free. Like, here's 10 hours of recordings. Sign up and we'll send you them after the event. That's extreme value. That's exactly what they came there for. They can't attend, which is a shame. Then we give it to them. We have lots of data on these overlays, and we know that a bad one is 1% conversion. Pretty good is 2 to 4. Really good is 8. That one converted at 29% because it was exactly what people were looking for. Levels like that, that's unheard of in the data we see. Now we know that's possible. We're like, this is because it was so relevant. Let's keep going with that mindset. If someone's leaving your homepage, perhaps you want to put up a, hey, did you know we have this feature? They may not have, so different triggers. It can be on entrance, on exit, on time, on click, or on scroll depth. Now, let's imagine your homepage has, so if on your homepage, if you have 5 features and you put a scroll depth overlay to trigger after the third, say you look at scroll map data from Hotjar or Crazy Egg, and you see people are only getting 70% of the way down the page, you know a lot of people might be missing feature number 4 or 5. So put a scroll depth overlay. So once they get past kind of like, say, feature 3, you put that up and say, hey, did you know this? Or if you, or an exit on pricing, the pricing page on exit, hey, did you have any more questions? That kind of thing is relevant. Every conversion opportunity is unique. And that's what these things are for, conversion opportunities. And every page has a conversion opportunity, but they're all unique. They're all different. And you have to treat them that way. Instead of just like, these things work, so we're just going to put them everywhere. That's just not the way to think about it. You need to understand the conversion hierarchy of your site. What different levels of conversion are needed in different places?
I'm hugely bullish on scroll depth. It's becoming increasingly possible in a lot of different ways. Right now I'm working at implementing that for my Facebook custom audiences. So again, a lot of people have added these longer pages, which means as people scroll down, they're continuing to buy in, they're continuing to invest time. When they hit the bottom of the page, to me, that's some obviously indication that, you know, they were interested in all of that. They didn't stop. And I think if they then go on to do one other meaningful thing, for myself, that's really where I think I would want an overlay, as you said, as they're exiting that. If I'm understanding at least where you're building towards, you can track that a particular person has come in from an ad based on the UTM codes, and then based on what they do on the site, trigger an overlay?
Well, you can do it based on URL, so you could do that. Yes, that's already possible. You can also do cookie targeting, which means you can basically set anything you want. If you know, we don't have the ability to set that because it's external. Oh, and actually, hopefully in the future we will, but let's say you're setting one in whatever software you're using, we can then track that inside Unbounce and be able to deliver them kind of on that basis. So it's getting really advanced. The great thing is, because this is a separate product, it still uses the Unbounce Builder, which is what makes us completely different to every other overlay provider out there.
Yep.
You can make a pixel perfect rendition of your design. You can delete the whole thing and have a completely blank page and recreate it on brand. There's no rigidity. You don't have to use one of the templates that looks exactly like every other person who's using it. You can make it part of your brand experience. And it's really different. If you see some of the ones we have on our site, you're like, that's just part of the website. It feels like it's just part of the experience. That's what you have to strive for.
If I set up a custom audience on Facebook, just to be clear, what I'm really talking about is, in fact, that I've put up a bunch of different audiences and I've over time found a particular audience that seems likely to be at a point in the journey where I need to message them or communicate with them. I run some content on Facebook, whether it's video or an instant article or a traditional post, and I bring them into my site. And now if I use an unbounced landing page that has a unique URL.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
They leave that landing page. The next click takes them into the site. As you just said, it's seamless. It just seems like they went to another page, not that they all of a sudden went to the land of Oz. The triggering can work across from the landing page into my website?
Definitely. If you go to that landing page, you now have the URL of that. And it can be unique because you have a landing page for every campaign. And then you have the targeting. When you get to the website, you can only show based on that URL. So then you've got this completely seamless from your Facebook ad through to your landing page, which is representative of that ad delivery on the promise. If they don't convert then, and they end up on your website, or they do, they click through or something and they end up there, you've got that full path, that full story, and you can continue that and you can keep customizing the experience. So it's really, really powerful. To the point I was going to make about it being separate, still use the builder, but because it's a new product, we're adding in this more advanced targeting all the time. And because it's now on your website, the amount of data available is much larger. We're working on machine learning, artificial intelligence, this kind of thing. So the more data that exists, the closer we can get to our dream of automated conversion. And that's not some scary robots will take over the world kind of thing. It's more that they'll be working behind the scenes, figuring out how conversion works, figuring out what you should be doing, and then recommending it to you. Let's imagine you have your homepage. There's going to be one best way of interacting with your visitors. Now, it might be entrance, might be exit, might be scroll depth, might be timed, say, for the overlay perspective. Imagine having that tested in the background where it runs all of them and says, hey, on this page, this is the one you want. It performs better than the rest. That kind of insight would just be crazy. That's a bit down the road. We're about to launch a industry vertical conversion report in a few weeks. It's pretty hush-hush, but it's based on our data from our back end and machine learning. The insights we've got are just, they're incredible. They're on the way to changing so many things. I can't talk about it right now, but I'm so excited.
Can we do it based on page depth, meaning how many pages per session? In other words, wait until someone's been on the third page or fourth page of that session?
I believe so. I'm going to go right in there as we speak, just to double check for you. So some of the different options you've got: when a visitor arrives, after a delay of X seconds, when they exit the page, when they scroll X percent of the way down the page, when they click on any element, you can put an element ID in there, so it can be anything on the page. And then for frequency, only once per visitor, on every visit until they convert, show only on their fifth visit. So that was the one you were just talking about. Show every.
For my marketing services, if they've looked at a couple of pages, then there's something there.
What you can do, you can show to people coming from a certain URL and you can add multiple ones. So I'm not sure, I might be speaking out of my weight class here. You may be able to put URLs of your own site. So show it when they come from somewhere and then show it based on certain URLs around your site. That's not exactly what you're saying, but I imagine that's going to be coming, so you can count the number of pages. We have an amazing community, and already a lot of them in there are coming up with new workarounds or whatever. They're adding some of this functionality in, and then we take that and we build it so it's like really well-written and then throw it into the product. That stuff's not far away, I imagine.
I think particularly it's one of the goal conversions that you get typically on Google Analytics is page depth or event depth, you know, looking at different product pages in e-commerce. If you know that that average number of pages per visit for a particular cohort is 6 or 7 pages, then somewhere around 5 or 6 pages, that's probably the right time to get something on exit, obviously, but maybe don't wait for them to exit because then they've already had the intent to leave. And so you kind of want to talk to them before they've decided to hit the road.
Yeah. You can hide it on the first visit and then show it on return visits. They're not getting that initial like, you know, they leave. And if they come back again, they're super interested. They're back. Yep. Then they get to see it. So that's also really smart.
I like that one a lot. This could work for small businesses that are selling a product or service, catering or landscaping or so forth. Direct e-commerce is also a use case. What platforms do you work with? I know on the site, the landing page works with almost everything from HubSpot and Marketo to WordPress.
Exactly the same, because it's all built in. So you can whatever you integrate with that we have available, you can do the same thing with the overlays with the convertibles, which means we have all our direct integrations like Salesforce, HubSpot, Infusionsoft, MailChimp, Aweber, blah, blah, blah. But it also means, you know, through the webhooks and also our integration with Zapier, you can connect to things like 850 other platforms. They're not as detailed as our native integrations, but there's a lot of reach there. So yeah, you can be pumping your leads or whatever it is through to whatever system you're using.
So I'm really, as I mentioned earlier, hyper-focused on Google AMP and Facebook Instant Articles, which are doing all these slim HTML that loads super fast. And both of them allow some sort of ad module, particularly Facebook Instant Articles. You can include an iframe that literally is an ad that you're getting paid for, and Facebook gets zero revenue from that. But right. I'm also focused on the fact that in that iframe is something that's trackable, and it could be something that's less of an ad and more of some sort of interactive element like audio or a survey or a form. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see some of your overlays be able to be built in as an ad within Facebook Instant Articles, because 1.2 billion monthly active users, and the setup has to be the traditional ad serving kind of server that has all of the tracking necessary to tie back. And then at the right moment, the ad comes in, except the ad is essentially the overlay. There's two size formats that are allowed. There is one that's 300 by 200 pixels or something close to that. I know that's nothing that you're doing today, but certainly take that as my request to your developers.
So you mean that ad resides in Facebook?
I can tell you very specifically and technically the way it works. You have your blog posts. You have to have enough of them. You submit your blog to Instant Articles, and it gets approved. You then post a blog on Facebook the way you post in any link. You know, it pulls in the OG data. If somebody is looking at that post and clicks through and they're on a desktop or laptop, they go to your blog. And now they're on the blog and all of your software works the regular way. But if they were on a mobile device, then it loads as an instant article and there is an iframe for an ad. And that ad could come from Facebook. They'll monetize your blog posts for you. But if you have your own ad server, or you've hard-coded ads in, depending on the, I'm using WordPress, so the plugin on WordPress allows for very limited kind of universal ad to run across all of your posts. But if you had an ad server, then it knows enough to then, it could be essentially putting in that overlay.
So obviously untested, I haven't used that kind of these instant articles. When you put, it's just one line of JavaScript for these. If you can put that into this ad inside this iframe or what have you, then it will be able to appear. One would think how you change when it appears, whether it's click or whatever. So it'd be worth testing. You can stick an iframe on an overlay, so you can kind of do it in reverse. I'm not sure how that would work, but it's something to try. I've certainly never done it, but I'd be interested to know if it worked.
Check it out, and we'll do another episode and get the word out. Just really want to summarize all of this for someone who's listening. Unbounds continues to help folks create landing pages, but you're now adding some additional convertible features. These convertible features, including the overlays, can work on the landing page, but then also within the site proper.
Yep.
Mention again the different ways right now that they can be triggered.
When someone arrives on the page, after delay of however many seconds you like, when they try to exit, when they scroll X percent of the way down the page, or when they click on any element on the page that you like, you can just put in the ID. Those are the triggers, and then there's the frequency, how often, so just once or on every 10th visit or that kind of thing. And then there's location, so geolocation, refer, so different URLs, wherever it's coming from, with the exact match, contains, starts with, ends with, all of that kind of stuff. And then cookies as well. So if you're doing advanced stuff with cookies on your site anywhere, then we can show it based on the existence or non-existence of that as well. And we're pumping out these features really fast, so it's going to get hyper-targeted.
To super summarize, people come to the landing page, move on to the site. We can trigger overlays and other kinds of interactions with them to help them convert. Do you have an example of how someone's really using this?
We have some amazing brand names using these and getting incredible results. We've got Hootsuite, Thomson Reuters, Shopify Plus, so there's the e-commerce impact, Uberflip, Breather, Campaign Monitor, and Buffer. So they're all having great results. Let me just read one. Converting at 21.83% for Alu Media, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
They're also these excellent, respectful brands who are doing it right and providing value, just like we are. So hopefully the way we deliver our message is going to help this, because the more people that do it right, the more this will have a knock-on effect, and the internet will just become a nicer place because we'll be treating this technology in the right way.
And when we say conversion, that may be a sale, but it may be some other activity or action?
Yeah, it could be filling in a form. It could be clicking through to go down your sign-up funnel. It could be just moving you to an important page of your site. So maybe, you know, they're leaving the landing page like, hey, maybe we should put you here, or they're leaving one page in your site, direct them to another one that might actually be very valuable for them to know about.
I love it, especially when we're able to, through targeting and through user awareness, know that, for example, you're an anonymous visitor to my site. I'm going to guess at that point you're at the beginning of the journey. But imagine a couple months later, you come back. I know you're a customer. I know you've purchased. And now you're coming up on that second or third month into a service, or a couple of weeks since you bought something, and here you are back. I need to give you value again, because if you're having trouble using it, or you're looking for an accessory, or just something is confounding your thought process, I need to be there for you the same way as your whole journey. I get upset when they do all this wonderful stuff for customers until they hand them the money.
On that topic, and this is a brilliant way of using it, you know, you could set up for that anonymous user, you could set it up that it only fires on the second visit, so they don't get interrupted the first time, then on the second. And if they are a customer in your software, you know, you can set cookies, like in Unbounce, when we have a customer, we could set a cookie when they've been with us 1 day, a month, 2 months. So when they come back to the website, we know exactly how long they've been a customer of ours, and we can give them stuff that will help push them along the journey, learn the advanced features, learn how to scale with us. And we can do that exactly based on their point in their journey as a customer, because we can set whatever cookies we like, and then we can target those within the convertibles. It can change everything.
It's just so amazing when we're using inbound or content marketing techniques, not only for sales and marketing, but actually for customer service, for customer happiness.
Agreed.
I'd like you to give out all the links and plug whatever you want to plug.
Yeah, come to unbounce.com. You'll see it on the front page, on the homepage there. There's the new feature, convertibles. Check that out. It's a great way of increasing conversions on your website, and follow some of our guidance, our content, to learn how to do it in a respectful way, that because you can be delightful and still convert, and that's kind of our mission.
You've been listening to Talking About Everything with Harry Hawk. I want to thank once again my guest, Ollie Gardner from Unbounce, for being part of today's episode. I hope everybody has a great week. This is Harry Hawk saying bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Harry. That was an absolute pleasure.
My name is Chuck Fresh, and I am being paid to thank you for listening to Talking About Everything with Harry Hawk. Harry wants to hear from you on Twitter at HHawk or HarryHawk@gmail.com. And now, a word from our sponsor, Life Extension Coach and favorite chef. Hawk Digital Marketing is focused on bringing brands and people together. We build communities of interest based on trust and transparency, where consumers and brands can converse, learn, discuss, or solve problems together while creating a long-term connection, entanglement, between you and your customers. Once connected, we help you engage, communicate, sell, present, educate, and inform. Evolve your communications with us. HawkSocialMarketing.com.